Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Agent, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. And we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. We have a very special guest that we invited on tonight. And her first name is Chantel, and she's from the Shannon J. Scholarship Organization. And Chantel, are you there?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome, and we're looking forward to you sharing, you know, information with all our listeners out there about your organization. Could you briefly tell us about your organization?
Sure. What it is, it's the Shannon J. Scholarship. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Utah. And what we do for adults that are struggling with substance abuse and they want to go into treatment, but they don't have the financial capabilities to do so, then the Shannon J. Scholarship will help cover costs associated with drug and alcohol rehab, whether inpatient or outpatient.
And how long has this organization been around?
We were incorporated as an organization May 16th of 2012. And we officially launched the scholarship program September 1st of 2012.
That is so great. You know, congratulations.
Congratulations.
You're getting close to your three-year mark.
Yes, it's been a journey.
Yeah, I could only imagine.
Yeah.
And again, to all our listeners out there, we are calling from the Salt Lake City area. If there's any questions or any information that you would like, Shannon, could you tell us where they can go to get more information?
We have a Facebook page. It's Shannon J. Scholarship. And then you can also, if you're requesting information about the program, you can email us at shannonjscholarship@yahoo.com.
That is so great. And you do have a phone number in there to call if they need information by phone or email address. Is all that
yes.
In that? Okay. And again, all our listeners out there, if you know of anybody and you're located here in Utah and you don't know where to turn, this would be an ideal time to, if you didn't write this information down, go into our archives after our show and listen and get the number or the Facebook, you know, address. You know, and find out more about this organization. It's great, and it's helping people. Could you, Chantel, can you share with us some of the results, you know, that you've seen from this program?
I can. The biggest impact is what it's brought to the community. As I had told you before, my brother struggled with addiction. And when I was trying to find him a treatment center, it was not an easy task. I didn't know where to turn. And the more people that I've met in the community that have loved ones or them themselves have struggled with addiction, a lot of times they don't know where to go to find the help. So we've tried to become a resource for people, not just about our scholarship program, but to be able to offer resources, different treatment centers, to give people a starting point. And the more people we talk to in the community, the more it's become aware that the community really wants to get involved. they want to help with the problem, which is, of course, addiction that's sweeping through our communities, destroying people's lives, taking our loved ones. And then as
is there anything that you've, might have looked into, how is this affecting other states? You know, is this in certain areas or?
It's definitely a worldwide epidemic. But
okay.
I started the organization in 2012, according to the Department of Human Services, there was 88,251 individuals who needed treatment in Utah. Utah only had the capacity to help 15,537 of those individuals. So there's definitely the need is a lot higher than what the communities are able to do. It's a very staggering number.
Adrian, do you have any questions for Chantel?
I just wanted to know how can you explain to people's experiences with your programs? I mean, how did the change their lives? I mean, as far as the programming or what you've done, is there something you can share with us on that?
I can. We've been able to activate roughly 150 scholarships since we launched. So that's quite a few men and women that we've had the privilege to help. We've helped them along their journey. Some it's, a one-time payment scholarship. Others, we've gone from point A to point B, and we've really gotten to know a lot of our recipients and watching their transformation from going from feeling hopeless and being in the grips of the disease to celebrating getting their 90-day sobriety chip to, some of our recipients are looking at 3 years sobriety soon. As we had mentioned before, as far as our success rate, not necessarily does that mean that every recipient stays on the straight and narrow and that they never relapse, because addiction is a disease and it's a very powerful disease. But with the lives that have touched us as an organization, the success rate, easy to, and confidently, can I say 100%. We've learned just as much from the people that we work with, and they've helped improve our lives by getting to know them as much as we've helped improve their lives by providing our scholarship.
Wow. That's great.
And that's so interesting because, even though a lot of our soldiers, that are overseas, fighting for our peace and, in our country, it's nice to know that there's people like you that are on the front lines, fighting these addictions, fighting, the whatever these people are going through, whether that be physical, mentally, or even spiritually. And I just wanted to share that with you.
It's a group effort. I have an amazing board of directors. I have an amazing fundraising committee. And then the treatment centers that we work with. The more people that we can rally and work together, that ripple effect's going to be double. And it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger the more people that will stand up and just our logo is Fight Back. The more people that we can get to join our fight, the more people are going to be able to get help, which is going to help the community as a whole build, having healthier families, healthier community members I'm sure you've heard the saying, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
Right.
That goes for the community as well. If we don't have a strong, healthy community, who's going to fix that but us?
That's right.
That's very true.
And where do you see yourself within the next 3 years? Where do you see your organization?
In the next 3 years?
Yes.
We'll still be continuing to do our fundraisers, helping every applicant that we possibly can, building a stronger network. By network, I mean the resources, the treatment centers, our supporters, which are our cornerstone of our foundation. Without the people that come out and support our events and support the fundraisers, SJS would not be possible. So just getting a bigger network, a bigger support system in the long term, and changing the stigma. That's a huge part of what we try to do at our events. As we had mentioned before, talked about before, it's safe to say that we all know somebody that's been affected by this disease, whether directly or indirectly. And sadly, a lot of people won't get the chance to get the help that they need through treatment. And part of what went behind SJS is I never would wish for anybody to ever feel the pain of losing a loved one to a disease, that there is options out there to help them because of money. There's no price tag that you can put on a human life. And if we can prevent, with each scholarship, with each individual we work with, if we can prevent one mother, one father, one brother, one sister from ever having to feel that loss, then my brother's legacy, we hoped and prayed it would.
And if your brother was here right now, what message do you feel that he would have for you?
Never stop fighting.
Wonderful.
My brother was always a fighter. From my earliest memory of him, he was always a protector. He fought to find himself in a world that judged him. He fought his demons. He fought his addictions. And he fought so hard to make people that he cared about feel loved. And he was a friend. He would literally give the shirt off his back to help somebody. But Shannon was an alcoholic and an addict. And his whole life he struggled to break free from that disease. And, when he passed away, he finally was able to hang up those boxing gloves. But I know a lot of people that have joined forces and are using those same boxing gloves to fight this disease, to help people that need it.
One of the main contenders right now, that you have that strength, and your brother knows that, that you will continue, as long as you can. Is there any other messages you feel her brother has for her?
I'll share. On January 10th, when Shannon cried out for help, he sent a text message, and it's a big part of our organization is trying to give a face and a story to the disease. Instead of it being somebody you don't know, somebody you don't know anything about, I try to share my brother's story. So he sent a text, and it said, "No, but yes, I'm ready to take that walk. you know, the hardest walk or choice anyone can make. My spirit, broken, hurt, ready to give up on people and myself. Nobody cares about anything but feeding the beast. Addiction. I'm hurting bad, not just for me, but also for the ones I care about. The beast got me again. I've almost died 3 times in the last year, 2 from the drugs and 1 from the wreck. I don't want a number 4. And there's this organization, I hear this all the time. People reaching out, wanting the help. And when I spoke to my brother, you know, I promised him, stand behind him, and I'd do everything in my power to get him the help. And we found him a treatment center that he was very excited about and looking forward to. But, you know, looking at the numbers that I told you about earlier as far as how many people need help versus what Utah's capable of helping, he was placed on a waiting list. And I don't know, you know, how many of your listeners know somebody that struggled with this, with addiction, but there's a very small window of opportunity when somebody that's struggling with the disease has a moment of clarity and they want to get help and they ask for help. And then to be put on a waiting list or not be able to get into a program because they don't have money or insurance, it's a very hopeless feeling. And, you know, in Shannon's case, he had nothing but time on his hands while he was waiting for a bed. And he decided, I'm going to have one last hurrah, one last time, and, you know, like in many other tragic stories, his one last time is what killed him. And that's very, along those lines, you know, we get a lot of scholarship applications. And sadly.
That is so great.
Sadly, a lot of times we have a waiting list.
Yeah. And the message, you know, that's going out from, you know, from what you're saying, and this is the message to all our listeners out there, that we have to put, you know, our faith, you know, that God will lead us in the right direction and give us the support that we need so that we can help these people that are going through a lot of these addictions. Plus, right now, one of the biggest things is suicide. I just wanted to share that my wife's oldest son from her first marriage committed suicide. It's been almost 3 years now. And, you know, suicide is on the rise. And I've even heard that it's down to, you know, 6-year-olds now. And,
wow.
You know, along with addictions, you know, these are illnesses and these are things that need to be, the community has to stand up and do something about it, you know. Like you said, you know, if we could help one mother or one father or brother or sister or somebody out there that's asking for help and we could guide them in the right direction or even, you know, talk to them and help them by counseling with them. I just wanted to share this.
And I'll post, I know there's some national hotline numbers, and tomorrow morning I'll make sure to post those on the on our Facebook page. That way,
right.
If any of the listeners need any of those kind of resources, they'll be available on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah, that is so great. And we thank you so much, Chantel, for sharing this information with us. And we know it's been difficult times for you, but, you know, I feel that there is hope out there, and that's what we all have to look at, you know, that there is, you know, light, you know, on the other side, and that, you know, as long as we take a leap of faith, then we could reach that hope. Is there a message that you have, Agent?
Well, I feel that the message has to get out there that there are other things out there that can help the communities, and you know, we were talking about our last show, you know, about a lot of this programming going on in our communities that is enticing people to turn to these type of things because they feel that this is not only an escape for them to escape reality, and and there's a lot of things that are going on that meets the eye that we can't see of what's going on. We know that. And this is the reason why we want to get this word out there to our callers and our listeners, letting them know that we are there to help and we are there to listen, and we're there to heal you from this exit of your escape, and that there is help out there. You just got to reach out to these people. I just like to leave that with our callers, Roy.
That was wonderful, Adrian, and we thank you for sharing that. Chantel, is there any other messages that you have for our listeners out there?
The stigma. I want to touch base on a stigma that goes with addiction. It's like I mentioned before, it's getting better as far as the way addiction is viewed. We've all heard the hateful, stereotypical names in regards to people who suffer from this disease. But when we see them, when we hear about them, we need to keep reminding ourselves that they are somebody's mother. They're somebody's brother. They're somebody's father or child. And they all have somebody that loves them and that cares about them. And if it was a person you cared about, someone that you've spent nights worrying about, how would you want them to be treated? Would you want them to be laughed at or neglected or treated as a criminal and locked up? No. You would want and hope that someone would reach out to them and lend a helping hand and show them compassion. We must hate the disease, not the person. Love and compassion are the key to unlocking the door to a positive change in the community. And the positive change begins in each of us, in our actions and our choices that we make. And so we need to have compassion. And a little compassion goes a long way.
Amen.
That is so true.
Yeah.
As you were speaking, it reminded me some of the talks of Mother Teresa. And she was always, sending out messages to people to have compassion and to show, unconditional love. And I think, that's what's important now more than any is that the community, can come together and show this unconditional love to these people because, they're reaching out and asking for help. And we need to stand up and help these people. Just wanted to share that. Anything else, Agent?
Well, I think it's great, Roy, that there are programs out there to help people. There's so many people that are looking for answers, they're looking for truth, they're looking for hope. There's so many people out there that are just struggling, financially. It seems like it's more common now than ever that things are getting really out of hand right now. And we just need to shed that love and that light. A lot of people, they are losing compassion. They are losing love. And we need to open that energy up so that energy will flow. And just bring in the communities together. That is the whole key right there. Bring everyone together and to believe in something that that there is hope and that we can all change. We can all transform, transcend. I just wanted to share that message, Roy.
Thank you, H. And Chantel, another question. When you put this organization together, would you say it was like a miracle? How it came together?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, it started out as a simple idea, and that little flame grew bigger and bigger and bigger with each person I talked to about it. The right people at the right time. I had a list of attorneys that we were going to meet with. The first one I walk into, he's been absolutely amazing. The same with the accountant. Shannon passed away on January 14th. And by the grace of God, we were incorporated by May 16th.
Amen. As an organization.
And there's just been so many people that have stepped forward and helped. You know, I get people all the time, how can I volunteer? I want to be a part. I want to help. I want to be part of the solution. It's very humbling to witness so many people wanting to give so much effort and not want anything in return, but just the satisfaction of knowing that they tried and that they are helping another person.
Amen.
And there's so much spirituality in that.
And that is so true, and we thank you for sharing that with us. And we do know that there is other states, you know, that are probably looking for some of the same, you know, programs or solutions. You know, my message to these people in other states right now is, you know, don't limit yourself. You know, look at, you know, at what Chantel's done. It started with an idea, and then it started growing, and there was obstacles, but the obstacles were just sort of dropped, you know, and you were able to, you know, get the things accomplished that you wanted to get accomplished. And that's, you know, the message out there is to not give up, you know.
Yes. Never stop fighting.
Never stop fighting. Like I mentioned to you last time I talked to you, there's a movie called The Band of a Hand. And in the movie, you know, the person that was helping these kids that were going through a lot of problems in their life, you know, he didn't give up. He continued to help them and guide them and to give them the best schooling, you know, that he could. And it was wonderful. It made you, you know, or it made me feel good about, you know, what he was doing for others. And it could be done by a lot of people.
Yes. You know, I don't know if you've heard that phrase, the bystander effect. One person in a crowd to take action and other people will follow. But if nobody has the courage to step up and be the first one to make a move, then a lot of times people just stand there. And that's the bystander effect.
You know, and that is so true. Adrian had a lady that walked up to him. He lives in downtown Salt Lake, and he had a lady that, you know, he had just bought a sandwich, and he was eating, and this lady says, I'm so hungry right now. Would you, you know, give me some of your sandwich? And Adrian, you know, gave her, you know, part of his sandwich and said, here, you know, enjoy, you know. I know you're hungry and you need this right now.
And it's
you
want to
share that with us, Adrian?
Well, I was just mentioning that, you know, there's a homeless lady that approached me and she just said, you know, are you going to eat that? Is it your last meal? And I said, you know, I said, it is my last meal, but, you know, it won't be my last. You know, this is for you. You know, this is, keep this, you know. And that's the whole thing, is showing unconditional love, showing compassion, realizing everybody that, you know, the universe will only give back to what you put out. And that is love. You know, that is compassion, unconditional love. And the more we give, the more we receive, you know. And, you know, we just have to break that we have to break our cycles. We have to break our programming. And by doing that, we have to show unconditional love. And that's the most important thing. There's a lot of things that, you know, we need to cover, that we need to go over. And we're going to go in through that, explaining how what we do and how things can change and how they can shift for people. And it's very simple. It's a very simple thing. And we're going to cover a lot of things, aren't we, Roy?
Yeah, so with our upcoming shows, we want to, you know, send that message out to a lot of our callers and listeners out there to join us, you know, the next time we come on our show. And I know, Chantel, you had something else you wanted to tell us?
I did. For your listeners that are in the Ogden area or in Utah, we have our fourth annual Talent in the Park event. It's our biggest event of the year. We have, it's an all-day event, 7 bands performing, multiple variety acts, guest appearances, activities for kids. It's a family-friendly event. It's at the Ogden Amphitheater, and we have retail booths, and we also bring in a lot of information booths, a lot of different centers, support groups. I'm excited that you guys will be there. And just a lot of information. It's a very exciting event. It's a very positive atmosphere. And so if you or a loved one is looking for some sort of resource, we will have information there available for you. It's also a great fun day to come out, have a lot of fun with the family, and be able to support a great cause. And we can help get some more scholarships out there to get people help that they need. And all of those details can be found on our Facebook page as well.
That is so great. And we thank you, Chantel, for sharing that with us. Again, go into the Shannon J. Scholarships on Facebook. And if you weren't able to get the dates or the times, you know, go in there and you'll get more information on that. And we're looking forward to being there and sharing, you know, the information that we have about the geometric transformation codes. And we feel that, you know, what we have to share will help a lot of people. And that's the whole idea, is putting all these people together and guiding them, you know, and getting them some help, you know, that the ones that are looking for help. And it's going to be a great day. It'll be in June, so the weather should be good, and everybody should have a great time while they're there. Anything else, Adrian?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that, you know, it's so cool that, you know, that there's so many different types of programs that are out there, even with, you know, Geotran, like you were mentioning, Roy, that Geotran is a great program for a lot of people with those kind of problems, because we know that a lot of those problems are triggered having to do with our emotions. And so this is a great program. I mean, it's helped my life so much. It's kept me out of the doctors when I've been sick. I mean, it's helped my mom. It's helped people, loved ones. We've saved lives with this program. And there's other programs that we've discovered as well that go even deeper than that. And I'm just so blessed that we can have these tools to help people that are in need and that need healing, and that we can all break this programming together. Again, like I said, you know, as a community, and rise up and help one another. So I just want to leave that message with our callers, Roy.
Again, we thank you, Chantel, for joining us
tonight.
Thank
you, Chantel.
It looks like we're off the air right now, so you have a wonderful night and a happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's
Day.
Thank
you.
And we'll
thank
keep
you
in contact with you.
Absolutely.
Have a good night.
You too.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.